This is an interview with the Honourable Luke Dunellan, Minister for Child Protection and Minister for Disability, Ageing and Carers, which was recorded during Kinship Carers Week 2019. Minister, what is the significance of Kinship Carers Week and how have you been involved?
Well, the significance is, I guess, recognising the love and care that kinship carers provide for us as a community to their kin. So in other words, to those they're caring for, and to recognise the enormous work they do, the love, the support, the guidance they provide to those young people, and to recognise the carers, because it's just so important that they're doing this work unnoticed by the community, and the work they do is just marvellous for our community. Obviously, as you'd be aware, our legislative model in terms of care in Victoria for children out of home is kinship care. So 74% of our children who live out of home are taken care of by kinship carers. And we have about 4,000 households, which are kinship carer households. So this week we had morning tea. We had that at the Kensington Town Hall. I met people from far and wide in Victoria. So we had three people from Warrnambool. We had a couple of people from Ballarat and Bendigo, including one lady, as she said to me, you know, I was expecting to be retired by this age. Now I'm a full-time carer again for my daughter's children. And, you know, how difficult is that, that you were expecting to finish your, I guess, caring obligations for your children and you've really had to start again. So that just shows that sort of sense of love. I mean, as this lady indicated to me at the time, we were going to go travelling, we're going to enjoy our life, we're going to enjoy the fact that we'd worked hard and had a good retirement. Now we're back into caring full-time for children. But what else do you do, was her comment to me. So as she said also, you know, I'm not going to, you know, for some years I was very critical of myself, because how did we end up with a child like that who couldn't take care of their children? She said, I've moved on from that. I now need to just be this marvellous, loving full-time carer, which he was. So, look, for me, it is important that we as a government recognise the work they do, the love they provide and the guidance they provide to those young children. And I think, you know, whether it be our funding for kinship care in the last budget, which was about $116 million, $100 million of that was specifically over 4 years to provide support, placement stability, assessments when the child is first placed with the carer couple or the carer, full stop. And to see what's required at that stage in terms of counselling, how we can provide flexible brokerage for capital goods that might need to be bought for when the child first comes to the household. So very much the government is committed to that. We've also obviously funded a $10 million program over 4 years to identify kin for our Indigenous community. Our intention is to have 80% of Indigenous children cared for by Aboriginal community-controlled organisations by 2020. To do that properly, we need to identify kin, and who wouldn't want to be with the longest living civilisation in the world? You know, that's a pretty obvious thing to me. It's taken us a while to sometimes deal with the most obvious ways of providing care for our Indigenous children. That's being with your tribe, being with your family and having connection to your culture. So, you know, obviously we funded that. So for us, we know we need to provide as much care and support as we can to our kinship carers. It is our preferred model. 74% of children are in that model. So obviously that's why we've made a major commitment to that, and also recognise the work they do. And that's where Kinship Carers Victoria is so important, and obviously we've funded them to run the high teas this week, and they had actually a high tea in my office the week before. But it's important that we get that recognition far and wide across Victoria, whether it be in Warrnambool, whether it be in Ballarat, Horsham, wherever, and get the kinship carers together as well to support one another, to sort of go through what are the difficulties of caring for kin, which are more complicated sometimes than caring for young ones who aren't related to you, because you've obviously got those difficult relations you've got to work through with your, whether it be your daughter, your son, who might be the parent but is not capable of caring for that child in the way we expect, but kinship care still has that connection back to family, which, as my mother would say as a child protection officer, is just so vital. Even when parents have not been good parents, the child still has that desire and wish to be connected to their parents in the first place and have an understanding of where they came from. So this is a great week. Obviously, as I was saying, I attended that morning tea, and what a beautiful group of people they are.
What plans do you have for reform of out-of-home care in Victoria?
Well, for us, it's about, in many ways, keeping children with families, because we know we get better outcomes with families, and that's why our preferred model is obviously kinship care, and that's where Kinship Care Victoria is so important, to support those placements and to work with us and the community service organisations to get those great outcomes. But in many ways, the model has very much changed. For many years, the focus was on dealing with the crisis. So it was a crisis-driven system dealing with, making risk assessments of whether we needed to take the child away from the mum, the dad, the family, whatever the case may be. And those critical assessment skills are very hard to develop, but we very much want to move away from that model and provide support in the early stages when there is family breakdown. So in other words, we want to very much get in earlier, provide that support earlier to see if we can keep the children with the family, to ensure that we provide that ongoing, connection to family, but also that ongoing support where families aren't capable of caring well for their children, to get in there and provide that support and skill development for those parents to ensure they're able to be better parents in the future. So in other words, as much as possible, we want to keep our young children we care for out of the child protection system and provide earlier supports for families so that we don't have to make those critical decisions. So in other words, we as a government are providing different tools to child protection officers. So in other words, instead of having to make that one decision of taking the child away from the parents, are there other options to support those parents to be better parents in the future for their children? And that's very much where we're intending to take the system. That's where we look at, obviously kinship care, but also looking at whether over time with kinship care we can look at reunification, provide that support, provide that therapeutic intervention for both the child and the family. The primary carers originally, or the mum and dad originally, to support them to be better into the future so that we can keep children with their parents and provide better outcomes in the long run, and maybe also provide a little bit of relief to our kinship carers because they provide so much care. But we're also looking at when children turn 18 years of age, that's when most of our models finish. We know that children at 18 who've been through trauma and difficult times are probably going to find it difficult to be equipped to in terms of employment, in terms of housing, in terms of income and alike. So what we've started is looking at putting in models like Home Stretch and Better Futures to actually provide support in terms of job placement, in terms of training, in terms of income, in terms of accommodation, and in terms of the opportunity to stay with your carer to 21 years of age. We know that if we can provide this extra support, we avoid things like young children who are struggling ending up in the criminal justice or the youth justice system because there are so many limited options, so little support for them. So we're also trialling that, you call it an early intervention before youth justice, to provide support for our young ones who've been through that trauma, to actually keep them out of youth justice system and keep them in the community, enjoying their life and provide them with that support. So it's early intervention very early. In other words, when we identify problems, it might be through paediatricians, doctors, maternal child health and so forth, and what supports do we need to do then? And then recognition that at 18 years of age, our models tend to have a completion date. We've moved to extend those to 21 years of age in trials, and that's what we want to do in the future to actually ensure that we support these young people to have a better future and to have the life they want to live.
To find out more about the level of support available to kinship carers, be sure to listen to KCV's series of podcasts, available on the Kinship Carers Victoria website.